Good morning, everyone. Well, this morning and this evening, I'm going to be speaking from Exodus chapter 3. I'm speaking very briefly this morning, but in more depth this evening. So I hope you'll come back this evening and see with me the wonder of this amazing, amazing story. Who's going to get us out of this mess? Have you ever asked that question? Who's going to get me out of this mess? It is such a mess. Who can sort it out? The forces against us are so big and so powerful. I just don't know where I'm going to turn for help. I don't know where we're going to turn for help. We just sung that song, "The Lord is my salvation." That word means, deliver me, help me, get me out of this mess. Is there anyone that can get me out of this mess? What kind of person would you turn to get you out of your mess? To get us out of our mess? What kind of person? This is a spiritual question. This is a practical question. This is a question that affects every part of our lives. We are living in very, very troubling times, aren't we? Am I the only one that was stressed out this week by watching the news? Checking my smartphone every 5 seconds to find out what was happening with the news. It was all moving so quickly. And we now have a leadership election. We have a prime minister that has lasted for 45 days. 45 days? That's even less than a lettuce. I mean, I've got a lettuce here. And this is an iceberg lettuce. And this lasts longer than 45 days. But just having a long time in power is not necessarily a good thing. Pharaoh, Ramses II, was in power for about 44 years. So just being in power for a long time is not necessarily a good thing. And I'd even want to say to you today, living for a long time is not always a great thing. It depends what you do with every day that God gives us. Do you know that Moses, his name is above one psalm in the Bible? Does anyone know what psalm that is? Psalm 90. And in that psalm, there's two things I want to say to you from that psalm. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. That's what Moses said. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Mike, could you bring up the first slide, please? That is what he learned at the burning bush. That God is everlasting. Look at that bush. It did not burn up. What's happening here? This bush is not burning up. He's out with his flocks. He's looking after his sheep. He sees a bush on fire. He's seen bushes on fire before. But this one just burns on and on and on and on and on. And he goes over to have a look. And he hears the words, Moses, Moses. an everlasting fire in the bush. What does God say to him? He says, I have heard, I have seen, I am concerned, and I'm coming down to do something about it. Isn't that a great comfort this morning, that God sees? That God hears the cry of our hearts? These children in Eastern Europe crying out for help. God hears their cry. He sends Blythewood Care to send shoeboxes, to send God's love with a gospel message, a good news message inside as well for them to hear about Jesus. God hears. God sends. God said, I have heard their groaning. And he remembered. What did God remember? God never forgets. When it says that God remembered, it's saying that he said things to Abraham. He said things to Isaac. He said things to Jacob. He said things to Joseph. And he says to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the everlasting God. And I have said things 400 years ago to Abraham, and I have not forgotten. And I will bring you out of this land, and I will bring you back to the land I have promised to give you. I have heard, I have seen, I have not forgotten. I am concerned for you. In the first couple of days of our holiday, we went to a church in Pimlico in London, a church where you can actually see Big Ben from the front of the church. It's that close to Westminster. And it's got million-pound mansions all around the church. And we went into the church, and there was a congregation of about 30 people. All I would say is that I don't think any of the 30 people were living in the million-pound mansions. And these 30 people had issues in their life for which they would be crying out to God on a daily basis. And in that service, we had a map of the world on the floor. And it was the 50 countries in the world where God's people are being most persecuted. What do you think is the country in the world where it is the hardest to be a Christian today? Do you want to shout out what you think? Afghanistan, good answer. It used to be North Korea. In North Korea, to be a Christian is like having a death wish over your life. If they find you, they'll probably kill you. To have a church service, you have to dig up your Bible, which you've buried in the ground. That is the number two most dangerous place in the world to be a Christian today. And the number one place, as you've rightly said, is Afghanistan. Who is our mission partner for CCC through the Baptist Mission Society? It's the countries in the world where things are difficult. We can't even talk about them on live stream. But the cries of the heart go out to God. And God hears. God hears the cry of the heart. And he sends somebody to help. The Archbishop of Nigeria. You know, there were 17 million Anglican Christians in Nigeria. 17 million, can you believe that? How many Christians are there in the UK today? 17 million. And this Archbishop, he has many times had his life in danger living in Nigeria. And he preached on this passage, and he said there's two issues that Christians face. Issue number one, we know our own suffering, and we are so overwhelmed by the suffering in our own life that we become blinkered and that we cannot see the other people that are suffering. So when God calls, we don't respond because we say, we are suffering too. And we don't have the capacity to think about all these other people that are suffering because we are suffering too. And he said, that leads to paralysis for some Christians. But then there is another kind of problem, which is a complacency, which is to say that I'm okay. My life is good, and I don't want the disturbance of other people's problems. I don't want people phoning me up and saying, I'm in desperate trouble. I need your help. Because frankly, I don't know if I'd be able to cope. I don't know if what I would do. I just think I'd be overwhelmed. So I'd rather not think about it. So when God said to Moses, I am sending you back to Egypt to bring my people out of Egypt, Moses said, who am I to do that? What if they don't believe me? I'm not even a very good speaker. And what did God say in response? He said, I am the God of your fathers. I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And I will be with you. And I will help you. And I want you to know who I am, Moses. And I want you to know my ways. And my ways, I don't even need you, Moses. I could do this without you. But I choose to do it with you. And I will work through your weakness. I will work through your fear. I will work through you. And that is how I will display my glory. By working through your inadequacy, through working through your insufficiency, because my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Do you know what this whole Bible's about? Shout out one word. What's this Bible about? Love? It's a good answer. And I guess there are several good answers. But the answer that I want to give you is Jesus. That this book is all about Jesus. You've been saying to me, we want to hear more from the Old Testament. You're going to hear more from the Old Testament now. We're going to start a series on Exodus. Come back tonight for the start of the series. But do you know that Jesus was speaking behind that bush? Did you know that? Do you know what the angel of the Lord means? The angel of the Lord said to Moses, do you know what the word angel means? The angel means the one sent by God. I'll say more about this tonight, but Jesus was born in Bethlehem as a baby, as a human being, but Jesus appeared in the Old Testament as well. And this is one of the incidents where Jesus appeared. Do you know when Jesus was arrested later on in the Garden of Gethsemane and the soldiers came to him and they said, "Are you Jesus of Nazareth?" He replied, "I am." And they fell to the ground. When they were, the religious leaders were saying to Jesus, "We don't really know who you are or where you've come from. We don't even know who your father is. We hear it was Joseph, but we're not sure." You know what Jesus said? "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what we sang this morning. The Lord is our salvation. Glory be to God the Father. Glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit. The everlasting God of salvation. And what did God say to Moses at that burning bush? He said, "I will be with you." What did Jesus say to his followers? What does Jesus say to us today? "I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you." From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. More than 45 days. He was, he is to come. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. In Hebrews 13, it says, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid of the Pharaohs in our life, the giants in our life. What can mortal man do to me? Because I follow Jesus. I put my trust in Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And hears the cry of your heart, and he knows that you want to serve him, and he knows that you feel so inadequate, just like every other person who has responded to God's call. Let's pray. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Lord, we want to thank you that you are able to get us out of the mess we are in. Help us not to be like the young Moses who tried to do it in his own strength. Help us to be like the old Moses who said, "Forsaking all, I trust in him." He put his faith in you. And we ask that you'd help us to put our faith in you afresh today. Teach us your ways, Lord. Help us to know your ways, your weakness, your strength through our weakness. And help us through this series in Exodus to get to know you better, that we may follow you and trust in your word of promise. In Jesus' name, amen.